With Montana News, I'm Mary Auld. Montana lawmakers added $1 billion back into a preliminary outline of the state health department's biennial budget. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
A unanimous vote from lawmakers overseeing state health finances restored the funding to the ongoing draft of the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services budget. The budget is not final, but the jumping-off figure for future negotiations has increased. In early January, Republican lawmakers used their majority in a party-line vote in a House Appropriations Subcommittee to start crafting the agency's budget using the amount the agency spent in 2019 rather than last year. That would have meant the department's future budget could have had roughly $1 billion less to spend on services for seniors and people with disabilities than it did in 2020, although Republicans said at the time they planned to add some of that funding back to the budget. The chair of the committee, Republican Representative Matt Regeer, said that process helped lawmakers understand the agency better.
I do think going through this whole session so far, that has been very helpful to myself to see more of a history of the department and their spending year by year.
Democratic Representative Mary Cafaro said she's grateful the committee restored the starting point motion. She said her caucus was concerned that the department would have seen significant budget cuts if the 2019 figure had been used.
This committee and the legislature is a complicated process, especially this legislative session. And so it seemed important to let the public know what they potentially were up against with the cut.
With the baseline spending outlined, lawmakers on this health department subcommittee will begin voting on more specific amendments to the agency's budget Friday morning. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
This is Montana Public Radio.